Hello, Nicolas. We are in 2024. We are in La Dombe. This is the end of the workshop. So we spent a week together. I would like to know why you come to the workshop.
It's in fact because of Christine, who I met in South Africa. And she was really enthusiastic about height photography and floating height. I did it only once a time in Belgium, floating height, but just on the water, not really moving on the water, and only the grip. And yeah, I wanted to try another type of photography, the floating height. So it would be nice. We are in France, a lot of lakes. I would like to have more diversity in birds. So I was very interested to see the environment, the birds, and also the perspective from a floating height, the very low point, and all the things you can do with it, and some, to try to grow and to elevate the techniques.
And did you find what you were looking for?
Yes. We had first some not really good weather, but it's also a temptation to photograph in that type of weather with heavy rain. It gave me a few pictures I'm really proud and enthusiastic about it. So even in bad weather, it's possible and to make some nice pictures, a nice atmosphere on the picture. So the weather shouldn't be always nice. But I think if we were a few weeks later in the season, with some more warm weather, the nature will be more abundant and some more little birds.
No rules.
No? No. Okay.
No, it's unpredictable.
Yeah, it is.
Totally unpredictable. Mm-hmm. Totally. And so you didn't know La Dombe?
No.
So now, what does La Dombe represent for you now?
Yeah, very nice, very silent environment, not too many people, with a lot of water. It's plenty of water in the neighborhood. Yes. I was really, it was a surprise for me. So much water, so much ponds on a very small surface of the country.
Is it quiet for you? Is it enough quiet for you?
It's a quiet place, yes. But if you compare it with other places like the Danube Delta in Romania, it's always different. Eh? And then the wildlife there is also more abundant. But I like it very much.
That's great.
Yeah.
So I did some lectures, some photo reviews, I gave you some advices to process. Did this lecture help you to improve your skills?
I think you think more about the things you do, composition and backgrounds, and to bring an atmosphere and to really enjoy the moments. Think about it when you see and just enjoy, and then you make better pictures if you are in a good mood than in a really more depressed or bad mood with the weather.
So, but it helped you.
Finally. It helped me, yes. But the developments of the photos, the Photoshop and Lightroom, I don't do it at home. So I will learn about it much. I didn't do it before.
Really?
So it was,
You keep just the raw?
No, just I did some things, but...
I
have to do first a beginner's course.
Oh, and look, and first grow. Watch the videos I did for you. Mm-hmm. It will help you a lot.
Yeah, I think so.
It's so easy. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm glad. So last question, Nicolas, if you have to keep in mind just one moment of the week, what will be that moment?
Yeah, it's in fact this morning. It was my birthday. I spent whole morning with a family of grapes in their childhood, both parents. So I enjoyed every moment of it, and I forgot all the things about around me and my work.
How many
and
chicks do they have?
Four. Yeah.
Wow!
But it was really beautiful. At Murit? Several moments, yes, in Murit. Wow. The father, he was going to catch some fish. Wow. He brought it to the little children. You saw the transmission of the food. Then you saw the little ones going from the mother a few to the father, and they went for a trip on the lake. So you had some really nice things in family life. I have some pictures with the four chicks and the mother opening its wings, like it's sitting under the wings. So it's really very nice moments I will remember forever.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Nicola. Thank you.